You're listening to the Productive Not Busy podcast, where our mission is to make you more money so you'll have less stress and more free time. It's all about mindset, attitude, and taking action. And your host, Wayne Weathersby, knows how to make that happen. He's negotiated and closed over $150 million in contracts while building businesses with proven success strategies that he wants to share with you. So if you're ready to make some real money, then let's get to it. Here's Coach Wayne.
We are going to talk about today's subject, which is, I'm going to give you seven attributes of great leaders. So if you lead people or want to lead people, this is a great episode because I'm going to lay it out for you. The seven attributes of great leaders. What are they? Okay, so let's talk about leadership is a daunting task, right? And there's many theories about how to best lead those around you. But really, regardless of the theory that's employed, okay, there are some attributes that some really great leaders share. And with the right blend of attributes, you can thrive within any leadership system. It's possible to develop these characteristics, but it's not easy. You got to study, and you got to give them effort, and you got to be genuine. See, ideas are easy. It's the execution that's so challenging. Big ideas require multiple people to bring them to life. So leadership is all about getting everyone on the same page and moving in the same direction. So I want you to consider developing these qualities that enhance leadership ability. Now, the first one, without a doubt, is confidence. Confident people inspire confidence in others, period. When your team sees you, that you're confident, okay, they believe that you know where you're going and how to get there. So confidence is contagious and elevates everybody in the room. No one else will be confident if you're not. So keep up morale by dealing with setbacks confidently. Next is trustworthy. Trustworthiness, one of the most important attributes of a great leader, is character. People need to trust someone before they will follow them. This is accomplished through honesty and walking the talk and showing respect. Keep your word and follow through. It's challenging for a team to accomplish anything without trust, right? What else do you have to have? You have to have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Be enthusiastic about the task at hand. Your position and the opportunity to leave and the opportunity to hit obstacles. No one will be more enthusiastic than you are. Demonstrate it. Demonstrate the type of enthusiasm that you'd like to see in your team members. Let everyone know that you believe in your mission and its importance. Sometimes a break's in order also. Don't forget that. Enthusiasm can really wane under a never-ending workload. So pace yourself. Set milestones. Steadiness. There will be obstacles in times of uncertainty all the time. They never go away. And usually the higher you go, the bigger the obstacle. So great leaders can weather these situations and demonstrate the steadiness necessary to keep the rest of the team focused. There are times your team will look to you the most. So I want you to be positive, be confident, be that rock for everybody else. It's natural to have doubts, no doubt. No doubt about it. I have doubts every day. It's not effective to share them, though. If you need someone to talk to, reach out to your mentor or your coach or your best friend. Keep all the negativity out of the workplace. Remember the old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves? That doesn't work. Also, we got to have focus. It's easy to become distracted, especially when things are going wrong. Learn to ignore the noise and stick to the relevant task and the relevant facts. Avoid looking too far ahead. Deal the current situation and maintain your commitment. Focus can begin to creep when projects drag on for extended periods of time, right? Return to your mission statement frequently to keep all of the focus fresh for everybody on the team. But that doesn't mean not to be flexible. Flexibility, huge. Nearly anyone can hold the course, but only the great leaders can change course without tipping over the boat. Be open-minded enough to find the elegant right solution to the challenges that arise. A few course corrections are the rule rather than the exception. So avoid confusing steadfastness and stubbornness. It's important to realize that when it's time to make some changes, it's time to make some changes. Number 7, communication, huge. Be able to effectively communicate your visions to the others in your group. Be willing to listen to new ideas. Remember, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Provide the information required to others to do their best job. Communication skills are paramount to all leaders. If you're looking for a single skill to enhance, this is it. This is a great place to start. Regardless of the leadership strategy followed it with your company, these attributes will serve you well. Great leaders share many of the same great attributes. Learning to demonstrate these attributes, I promise you, will enhance your leadership abilities and increase your power and increase your influence at work. Leadership skills can't be learned and developed in one day. Bringing an idea into the marketplace requires a leader. Solving a problem requires a leader. Make yourself that obvious candidate. Okay? Hope this helps. You guys have a great day. Be safe. Take care. Sell a bunch. Go out, find somebody, and say something nice to them. See you soon.
So today, we're going to add some bonus footage from this episode that I was going to edit out, but I think we're going to add it back in here. So enjoy this bonus content.
It's Leadership Week. All the topics that we're going to be talking about are about leadership, how to get better, how to rise the ranks, how to be more confident. So today we're going to talk about 4 steps to increase your leadership skills. Last episode, we touched on some of the foundations. Today, we're going to give you 4 steps to increase those once you've mastered that. So when most of us hear the words leadership, okay, we usually think of political officials, CEOs, right, the military commanders or athletes, head coaches. Okay, so while it's true that you need good leadership skills to excel at those occupations, no doubt, leadership is a valuable skill that everyone from any background or vocation can use for their benefit and to benefit of others. See, effective leadership doesn't come naturally for most of us, right? Luckily, there are several methods that you can use to build and refine your leadership skills. So I want you to discover the leader in you. A lot of people I talk to don't think that they can lead. A lot of people have a hard time just standing up in front of a group of people and talking. So I want you to try these techniques to boost your leadership skills. You can do this in the mirror. You can practice. Okay. Number 1, I want you to strive for excellence in everything that you do. I don't see a lot of pride in the job anymore, pride in ownership, right? Part of being a successful leader is your ability to set the bar for others. So you can be a good role model by constantly seeking ways to improve yourself and aspire to be excellent. See, a hallmark of leadership is excellence. Work on honing your existing skills and developing new ones. You set the bar for everybody else. I want you to focus on your visions and set your goals. That's 2. Consider what you want to accomplish in the different areas of your life and set goals and expectations that will help you achieve your vision. See, setting expectations where you're able to periodically measure your performance and progress is huge. Break up the larger goals and expectations into smaller ones so that you can celebrate the little wins and successes and maintain your motivation. That's a plan. Most people think setting goals or setting expectation is, that's it, I've done it. But you've got to break those goals into smaller ones so that you can celebrate the little successes and maintain your motivation throughout the whole process. Learn to identify and use all of your resources in the pursuit of your goals, expectations. When making plans to reach your goal, always work with the resources you have in your current circumstances. Rather than going off and developing plans based on resource or circumstances that you wish were reality, right? I tell everybody, a lot of times I see goals and expectations set based off of what someone's willing to do, not what they're capable of doing. So be willing to refine your plans and the ultimate end goal based on your progress as well as your dreams, okay? Number three, we want to develop your people skills. Leaders are known for their ability to inspire others to work towards a common finish line. To be successful at inspiring others to work and work with you, it's important to develop your skills and your emotional intelligence. Those go side by side. They run in tandem. Learn how to listen. Doing that helps to establish a connection to build camaraderie and trust, so others are more likely to follow your lead and help you. Help others be their best. Part of being a good leader is motivating others towards the positive change, the light at the end of the tunnel. Seek input from others when discussing goals and plans to reach your objectives. You might see another vision or another take. Give others stake in the results by seeking their opinion. They'll be more motivated to help you that way. Number four, be passionate and maintain a positive attitude. See, most of us take cues from others in social situations, right? So you can teach others to have a positive attitude and be passionate in their efforts by doing it yourself. See, maintaining an upbeat attitude and giving your best effort to help energize the team so everyone is able to accomplish more, regardless of the circumstances, is a huge benefit. So taking the time to develop your leadership skills can radically increase the amount of success that you experience in all of your life. These tips can help you hone your leadership skills so that you can achieve your goals and enjoy a more satisfying life. That's what we talk about, right? Doing life and business, focused, confident, and with a plan. It's like flying a plane. When you're focused, confident, and have a plan, things traditionally go pretty smooth. I hope everybody has a great day. Be safe. Take care. Sell a bunch. Go out and find somebody and tell them something nice. See you soon.
You've been listening to the Productive, Not Busy podcast. Please hit the subscribe and notification of new episodes button and visit us on social media like Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok for bonus content.